and the song The Emerald Room continues to swing throughout this year's Sydney Fringe. It's a wonderfully entertaining late-night jazz cabaret and burlesque live venue in Darlinghurst. Brendan De La Haye is one of the artistic directors of the venue, as well as one of the stars on stage. And he joins us to talk about the Philosopher's Strip, which is opening tonight. Brendan, I don't think I've heard of a funnier show outside of the internet than the Philosopher's Strip. Did you have comedy in mind when you were creating
it? We definitely did, yes. Loopy Scarlett, who is one of the burlesque performers in the show, we used to live together, actually, and we were living in a warehouse in Marrickville. And it was during that period of time when we were both creating lots of weird and wacky work that we came up with this concept of just doing something funny with that film series that we cannot name for legal reasons.
And so can you describe it to our audience a little bit? Like what's the show about?
So it's a burlesque show. It's ultimately like a vaudeville variety show. There's a bit of circus, there's a bit of burlesque, there's a bit of cabaret, there's a bit of comedy. And it's sort of dissected up into lots of different acts, which are then based around the concept of the witches and wizards that we all know and love so dearly. We sort of follow a bit of a vague storyline that that emulates that. And then it ends up with a dance party at the end, which we call the cabaret at the very end.
Oh, look, I love it. It sounds like a hoot. How important is it, do you think, to make people laugh as part of a cabaret or burlesque performance?
Oh, I think it's essential. People have to laugh, otherwise why are we there? I think within one performance, I love to be able to give people an opportunity to cry, an opportunity to laugh, an opportunity to feel titillated and excited, and maybe even like a little bit outside of their comfort zone. And I think that's what great performances do.
And I often hear that when I'm talking to artists in particular, as they're sort of trying to work out which area of art they want to belong to, when they find something like burlesque or cabaret, they really do feel like, oh, this is my home. They instantly gravitate towards it. And do you think it's because of that depth of variety of reaction from the audience?
I think cabaret is its own little animal. I think you get a connection with your audience that you don't really get in many other art forms, because you can sort of bend the rules a bit, and there's no fourth wall. You're talking directly to them. They're often in small spaces. So it's sort of a bit of a different animal. It's not like you have to put on a performative thing. You're performing literally for those people right there. And that is just a different thing altogether.
Now, this performance, which is launching tonight, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
The Philosopher's Strip, when we've said that it's got wizards and witches and it's not based on it, but it is. Now, are you concerned? Do you feel like the copyright, you know, juggernaut that is tied to that very famous series, would they be concerned?
Let's say that we've already had concerns.
Okay, I'm with you.
But,
yes,
but there's a cheeky thing in Australia, and that's parody laws, and we are allowed to make mockery of and make fun of things for the sake of entertainment and art in Australia, which is essential and important, and freedom of speech and all of that.
So, I'm very relieved. We do have the satire rule, don't we, here in Australia?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
And as we often do here at Eastside Radio ourselves, is we are experts at asking for forgiveness. Now, how good has it been to have a dedicated space like the Emerald Room for these shows?
Yes, it's been wonderful, actually, because I'm also the creative director at the Emerald Room, so I've been there since the beginning. I designed the room. And so for me, especially, I've designed this space to have particular performances in mind. And as a performer who's been doing this for almost 15 years, I've seen every version of that venue around the world. And so getting the opportunity to actually make a space that is functional and isn't a pub or a bar or a theater, where you have to like then subscribe to whatever that space is, has been really nice, which means that then pulling an archive show like Philosopher's Strip out of the depths of my personal archive, it means I can then tailor fit it to the space, which is just a rare thing to be able to get to do.
And we're so lucky to have this kind of space in Sydney.
I think we've had about 6,500 people through, so there's plenty of Australians that haven't been through yet.
The Fringe Festival is playing a huge role at the Emerald Room this September as well, aren't there? There's lots of shows going on.
There are. There's four shows going on, and there's one free offering. So we've just had Mickey's Jazz Club, which was a sort of Disney-inspired jazz night. Next week, we've got Iota and Catherine Alcorn and Varushka Darling in Bangers and Mash, and that's going to be a wild, wild hoot of a ride. And the week after, we've got Christine Ibrahim in Wonderfully Terrible Things, which is currently in Edinburgh and is coming back to do a week with us. And then our free offering, which is Body Shop Swing every Wednesday, which is our free swing dance class, with a band playing from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. every Wednesday.
That's right. And I believe Kate Wadey was there last night. And
yes. Monica Traffic is coming next week. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Pia Anderson to wrap it all up for the end of the month.
Yes. Pia's actually curated all of our program as well. So it's been really wonderful to have her and her amazing expertise in the venue.
Brendan, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon on Eastside Radio. And we wish you all the best with the launch tonight of the Philosopher's Strip.
Thank you so much.
Nestled in the heart of Darlinghurst, the Emerald Room will turn pink for their inaugural Sydney Fringe season with iconic Sydney stars headlining performances across three thrilling weeks of live entertainment. From the 5th to the 7th of September, step back in time as Mickey's Jazz Club swings your favourite childhood tunes for a night full of animated melodies featuring a sizzling seven-piece jazz outfit. Wands at the ready and prepare yourself for the magical rave of a lifetime as we undress witches and wizards in the Philosopher's Strip with cabaret sensation Brendan Delahaye from September 12 to 14. Plus, every Wednesday, grab your dancing shoes and swing into Body Shop Swing featuring King Creole, Kate Wadey, Pia Anderson and Monica Trafficker. Head to theemeraldroom.sydney to find out more and book online. Proud Eastside sponsor.